Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dawn.
And we are a fitness duo from East Kilbride. We are here to discuss all things fitness, lifestyle and business. Each session, we will discuss different topics with a little insight into our lives. My favourite saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. We are always looking for different ways to make each day fulfilling. We would love to bring you along for the ride. Hi Dawn, how are you?
Hi Jen, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am good. It is good to be back. It's been a few weeks, actually.
Yeah,
we're trying to be more consistent. And here we are a few weeks later. But anyway, we are on session number 2 for this lovely little podcast that we're doing. So I'm going to start off, I think we should do a little catch-up, weekly catch-up. Let's just tell everyone what we've been up to. You go.
Oh, thank you for that one. Because what have I been up to? I'm going to say I have been busy, but I haven't been busy.
Yeah.
My time is taken up completely just now with pantomime.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
We never discussed that last one.
No, I don't know. Actually, I don't think we had done it.
Nope.
I don't think it was that show, so how long ago?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, rehearsing a lot for that, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and also all day Sunday. And more importantly, trying to learn a lot of lines and choreograph a lot of routines.
70 lines?
I actually don't know how many lines.
I think Fran told me it was over 70.
Yeah, okay. So no I pressure. Might have 10 in the bag.
how many weeks to go?
5.
Oh, pressure is on.
To the point that I've actually maybe knocked back a few lunches because I'm like, I need to get this done. So, yeah, and that is making me really, really busy. So, yeah.
Good.
What about you? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Probably a little house update would be appropriate about now.
Could be.
For anyone that doesn't know, my house has been ripped apart and put back together. But the put back together part is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
We are just waiting on roof tiles happening. So my living room's at a standstill, got that all painted and panelled and it looks absolutely lush, but can't do carpet until fire gets fitted and I can't do fire until roof tiles, so bit of a knock-on effect. So that's at a standstill. However, my couch is in.
Have you got your couch?
Yes. Well, it's not in my house.
Oh, right.
It's
okay.
In the shop.
Right, yeah.
They phoned me and I'm like, no.
Hold it.
I'm not ready for that because I don't have a carpet down right now. I've got a fish tank in the middle of my living room. I don't know if you've seen that. Emptied, by the way. Jamie's given these fish away.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Who to?
CPAT. Didn't want them anymore.
Why not?
It was, again, an impulsive buy from Jamie. So, yeah, we've got a fish tank in the middle of our living room. So that's been happening. That's all go. What else have we been doing? We had the kids' awards ceremony. You were a good helper on Saturday.
I was
tuck
the
shop.
Tea woman, tuck shop.
Tea lady.
Yeah.
Oh, we've went full circle. You're now the tea lady. We don't have a tea boy anymore.
I'm
it's
the
tea lady. Wow, that was just an accident that happened.
Maybe that's a sign.
That is a sign. So we had the kids' awards. That was super duper. And really, that's it. You and I went to Mar Hall when it was a couple of weeks ago with a lovely lady called Megan, and she is part of The Key. That's correct, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So it was a full day of like self-discovery, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. It was good to just be in a hall with people getting out of your comfort zone and writing things down. We were manifesting, weren't we?
We were, yeah. And it was good. Also, we have done quite a few, well, things have changed. We're more coffee morning people
we
now.
We are coffee morningers.
Rather than Prosecco, but we'll leave that till the next update because we're going out this weekend.
Yeah, and the next weekend.
But we have...
Two in a row.
3 in a row because then it's a Christmas night out.
Sad, doesn't
Holy
it?
Holy smoke. We'll stick to being coffee people.
Yes, coffee mornings is our thing.
Yeah.
I'm here for a coffee morning.
Yeah. We've actually done three.
It was so good.
Three in a row, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
We did the Macmillan one, the Fire Brigade one, and then we actually had one ourselves.
Very successful. Raised for our defibrillator, wasn't it?
Yeah, we are raising money to get a defibrillator for the studio, which we're actually nearly at.
Yeah.
So
should we just touch on why we're doing that?
Yeah. We are doing that because, I'm going back to Panto. We were in a situation where actually somebody had taken a cardiac arrest at the pantomime rehearsal. And thankfully, we had people there that could give CPR. And where we were rehearsing, there was a defibrillator. And that is what saved the person's life.
Crazy.
And it was, I still... you know, still can't believe it actually happened.
Shocking.
It was. So we had been talking about it to get one. And, you know, we always think, ah, the hospital's there or this or that. Nope.
We'll get round to it. We'll get round to it. But that was a real, like, we have to get round to it now.
Yeah, we have to get round to it.
So we did. So, yeah, that's why we have been raising some money towards new pads and getting it checked out and all this sort of stuff. So it is in the studio. It needs fitted, but we're also getting our bathroom done in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
So once that's done, we'll get this up on the wall. And we actually went along to some first aid training as well to learn how to use it, which was like super helpful because I've done loads of first aid training, but...
You don't ever think, no.
And you were obviously in the situation where you witnessed it, which is awful. But yeah, it's always good to refresh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nowadays you just have to be equipped for everything, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's us.
That's what
we've been doing. The toilets are going to look really good. I've never been excited so much
for Lou's
toilets. They're actually functional just now without doors.
Yeah, so if you like to pee freely, then
after the conversation we were having in the car, maybe it's a thing.
Maybe it is a thing, maybe it is.
Yeah, so I mean, you do say that. Everybody goes, oh, you're really, really busy. And you go, what's I doing?
I know. Well, Don just said before we hopped on here, oh, when you do your little like October dump, then you go, oh, I have been busy.
Oh, that's right, I forgot to say, I ran a half marathon.
Oh God, sweetie,
I forgot about that.
So last time we were talking, you were training for it. Oh, just a wee half marathon.
I just ran a half marathon, yeah.
What was your time?
It was 2 hours 11 minutes.
Excellent, happy with it?
Yeah, the first thing I thought when I finished it was, oh my God, I've got to run that again. Because for those that don't know, I am running the full marathon in London in April.
Oh God.
And that I genuinely finished it. I didn't even feel like out of breath or, you know, how I had
the gagging.
Well,
did you feel like, yes, you did do that?
No, I didn't.
Did you feel like you could have ran more?
No, but I wasn't dying, which was good.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's long. It is long. The Glasgow crowd were fantastic.
Yeah,
and
fun.
Also, you guys being there was really good. And
Marie-Claire, seeing people along the way.
Yeah, and I didn't expect to see it. It was Marie-Claire and Kate towards
like
near the end.
Bridge.
At the bridge. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, well, Kate was wearing mustard. And I thought, is that? Do I think that is? And it just lifts your spirit so much. And saw them twice, and then you just start to sort of get near the end.
Yeah.
But and apart from that, the signs that were made were hysterical.
Hilarious.
So funny.
Seen so many TikToks
So funny. Yeah, so yeah, I forgot I did that.
That famous saying, people make Glasgow.
They certainly do. And I haven't ran for 3 weeks, but I've been out the last 2 weeks. I actually did a run before I came here.
Mm, your halo is shining.
No, actually, as you know, I don't like it. I need to get my head round enjoying
it. Get your head in the game.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing it. And once I do it, I enjoy it. It's the thought of it, which we will discuss on motivation later on.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's basically our
October dump.
Yes, our October dump. So yeah, as we had discussed last time, the whole purpose of doing this is just to like step out of our comfort zone. We actually went, it was a year ago in November, we went to an event at the Virgin Hotels, which is now no longer, and we actually done our first ever vision board.
Mm-hmm.
And on it was, do a podcast.
Oh, boy.
And here we are 1 year later, talk about manifesting. Kind of into it these days. Going to manifest a few things, I think. So here we are, and the purpose of all of this is probably just a little bit of insight into our lives and what we do and just chatting about fitness and just what we like to talk about, basically. So I've got a wee list here, but I think we'll start off with something fun.
Oh.
I'm
always quite
you.
Nervous. I don't know why I do this. I've worked with you and known you a long time.
You just don't know what I'm going to say.
And I don't know. I actually don't know what you're going to say. And usually I like to be in control.
I know. You actually did message me. I'm not going to do this today if I don't get a list of what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're talking about. And I was like, oh, fine.
But that's how you work. I don't work like
that. I know. It's great, isn't it? Fly by the seat of my pants, is that a saying?
Yes.
So since you're the menopausal one.
Oh, and you're the perimenopausal one.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on that, will we? I am going to test your knowledge here. So we're going to do a little facts versus myths on menopausal symptoms.
Okay.
So obviously our majority of our kind of ladies, maybe not majority, what is the percentage? Maybe 60-70%. Are perhaps experiencing symptoms. And we, as we have mentioned before, we see a lot of drop-offs. People are lacking confidence and just need that little boost, don't they, to get back into it, and how beneficial exercise, mental health and healthy eating plays in, mm-hmm. in the role of all of this. So I've got facts versus myths for you.
Here we go.
So is this a fact or a myth? Menopause only happens to older women.
That's a myth.
It is a myth. So the on average,
there you go.
Yeah, that on average it's age 45 to 55, but perimenopause can start in women in late 30s, mm-hmm. early 40s.
Yeah,
crazy. And some people just the symptoms go right over the head, but other people get all these symptoms and just don't know what the F is happening to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and send them a bit loopy.
I know a friend actually that happened to, and she was just young.
Crazy, isn't mm-hmm. it? And actually, if anyone watches Maths. Married at First Sight, UK.
I've not been watching it this time.
Right, well, Christina, lovely girl in it. She's got this PMDD, it's called. So it's basically your hormones, but on steroids. And she gets such severe symptoms for 2 weeks when it's her time of the month. And it's actually causing a major rift in her relationship right now. And it's really interesting to watch because she can't help her emotions. She can't help the way she feels. She needs a lot more, like, attention. And she, as the husband describes, it just takes a lot to be with her, which is really quite sad, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
And she just can't help it. So, yeah.
And it's all hormones.
All hormones. And she is super young. Mm-hmm. Super young. And it's all hormonal. It's absolutely crazy. So, next one. Myth or fact. Hot flashes are the only symptom.
Myth.
Yes. Absolute myth.
That'd be just, great if that was the only symptom.
That's just one of the symptoms. And they're quite common, actually, aren't they?
Yeah, actually.
Was that one of your...
By the way,
you've been quite good recently.
I have got a fan in every bag and touch
I've
wood.
Noticed that with you recently. Uh-huh.
Don't want to say too much.
Yeah. And I remember getting hot flashes when I was pregnant, like in the night mm-hmm. in my bed and thinking, oh my God, I'm on fire. So yeah, that's not a nice experience, isn't it?
I used to get them a lot at nighttime, mm-hmm. a lot. I mean, a good few years ago, and I had my fan on mm-hmm. at nighttime, and I don't use that now.
No,
at all.
No, I've noticed you've not had your fan even out with you recently.
So I've always got it in a bag, but
you've not been physically using it. So that's good. Yeah, it's not. They're not.
They're
the
horrendous.
Only,
yeah, they actually start from your toe, and they come all the way up, and mm-hmm. then
like,
your
takes over you. Mm-hmm. Not good. Okay, fact or myth. Menopause means rapid weight gain.
Well, what I would say with that is I think everybody gains weight. Mm-hmm. I think rapid, sometimes you don't know why you're putting the weight on. Mm-hmm. If nothing's changed, but then you can say, but you've had that extra cake or that extra. Mm-hmm. So I think you get to a certain point in life and your body changes.
Yeah, 100%. Your metabolism naturally slows down.
And you might not realise it until you look at a photo. There's a photo of me in Port Patrick 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had 2 years ago in August. And I was actually like, holy smoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually didn't realise.
You didn't realise at the time when you were in it, but now you look back and you think, oh my God. That's crazy, isn't it?
And that's when I then started training with Ailey.
Uh-huh. But then you were still very fit. Uh-huh. And
very fit.
You were still running and mm-hmm. stuff like that and doing all the classes. Mm-hmm. So it just shows you.
That your body gets used to lots of things that you do. That's what people will always say, you won't gain weight because of the amount of classes. But your body plateaus because it gets used to everything.
That's what you do.
And then bring in menopause symptoms.
And I'll see if I had a pound for every time someone says to me, oh, but you do all those classes. Mm-hmm. You don't need to keep fit. And I'm like, nope, I absolutely do. Yeah. As much as I do all those classes, that's just what my body's used to. Mm-hmm. It makes no difference if I do them. If I don't do them, that's when it makes a difference.
Yeah, so no, I would say...
It's very true, isn't it?
I would say that's probably a fact.
Yeah, so like it's all to do with your hormones, isn't it? A mm-hmm. shift in the hormones can kind of, not necessarily make you gain weight. You don't just gain weight from doing nothing, mm-hmm. obviously. The fuel that you put in your body has a fact to play with it as well.
And also you might be one of these people that don't eat enough or you might be somebody that eats too much.
And both as bad as each other.
Both as bad as each other.
Absolutely.
And in between that, mix a bit of menopause into it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, fact or myth? Hormone therapy, HT, is dangerous.
I haven't been on HRT or anything like that.
Touch wood.
There's two. Mm-hmm. Some people say yes, some people say no. So from not being on it, I think I can't comment on it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's people that really benefit for mm-hmm. it, really, really benefit. And you've got to get your doses right and all that sort of stuff.
It's one of the things you can't just like buy online and take. You really need to go and speak to a doctor.
You need to speak to somebody. You need to read into it.
And it's evolved massively because it didn't used to be a thing, didn't it? This is a new thing. Mm-hmm. And it evolves all the time. And it's not just something that you just take lightly mm-hmm. or just do it and hopefully feel better, because this is something that we'll touch on later that's annoying me. Now it's just like some people go out their way to change nothing in terms of, I won't bother exercising, I won't bother eating better, I won't cut out alcohol. Mm-hmm. What I'll do is I'll just go and take a tablet. Mm-hmm. That's their way of thinking, oh, well, that'll make me better.
Yeah.
And it's not always the case.
No. But I think with that is slightly different because we're dealing, it's like hormones. So as I think we spoke in the last one, that I do take a lot of tablets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I feel...
Are they mainly natural remedies?
All of them are natural remedies. And I feel that has helped me with symptoms before of PMT, that sort of thing. And I've just kept taking them. I'm too terrified not to take them in case I go back to like being irked. I always just think it's a good word, irked. That's how you feel.
Irked.
Yes.
Okay, next one. Number 5, fact or myth? Menopause means the end of sexuality.
Well, you could look at that in two ways, couldn't you? You could be like, maybe it could.
I know. Win-win.
Win-win.
We've all dried up.
Exactly. I mean, see,
that's a horrible word,
isn't
it?
It's disgusting. It's a horrible word. As bad as moist.
Moist. I know, and they're two moist opposites. Right. They're the two opposites, but yeah.
So no.
I don't think so either.
No.
I mean, obviously things change, and people say you get dry around that area. More dry than if you were already a little dry Arab sandal.
But there's also things you can take.
Yes, to stop it absolutely the dryness. Is. And it doesn't have to mean that unless you want it to. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are like, see ya.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, fingers crossed, I'm
away. Oh, I can't.
Yeah, I'm too busy being menopausal. And actually, maybe, let's flip it around, maybe the husband, boyfriend, whatever is like that, oh my God, get away from me, she's a menopausal crazy lunatic.
Yeah.
And not interested.
Could be.
But yes, addressing physical discomforts are important, aren't they? Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to be doing with your intimate behaviour. Okay, fact. I know you love questions like this.
What is the next one?
No, the last one was probably as bad as it gets. Fact or myth? Menopause causes permanent memory loss.
I don't know about permanent.
Or brain fog.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Brain fog's a thing.
Because we all of us talk about a thingy, and that thingy, you know, that thingy over there.
And oh, what's her name again? She said blah blah, and you know such and such's brother. I can't remember her name right now, but it will come to me.
And then we could have a conversation. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Why is that person's name?
Uh-huh. We do that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Is that just menopausal, or is that literally just the minute you age past 21?
Or is it you just get too many things going on in your head as well?
Maybe it's that.
Maybe this is why I'm having problems learning my lines.
Maybe. Brain fog. Brain too fog. Many things going on. Past the age of 21.
We are fairies, good and true.
Oh, there we go. Here comes the accent. So the fact I've got on it is memory lapses and brain fog can occur due to the fluctuating hormones and sleep disruptions, which is a major thing as well, isn't it?
Well, do you know, touch wood, I do not have sleep problems at all. I know. Well and done. I think it's... I've kept myself active.
Yes, you're like tired enough. Your body's tired enough. Yeah, that's a good point.
Very rarely, and I hope I don't go to bed tonight and kind of sleep.
I know you've jinxed it.
I've jinxed it.
There's a lot of studies that suggest that the brain fog does get easier when you're kind of out at the other side. But when you're out the other side, you're also older. So you've got that against you as well, haven't you? So it's a losing battle, this aging process and being a female. However, lifestyle, diet, exercise, all plays a part. Mm-hmm. Right, number 7. I've got 2 more. Fact or myth, menopause will make me look old overnight?
No.
Absolutely not. Aging is gradual. And menopause doesn't make you look old. If you decide to sit in your butt and watch Good Morning Britain,
you're going to look old and you're goony.
And you're goony and not get out and get some fresh air about the skin and get to classes, then yes, you will age.
Yeah, no.
But if you are active and fit and healthy and eat well, you're not going to age. You're not going to age overnight anyway. Surely.
Active mind keeps you young.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, my last one. Fact or myth. There's nothing you can do about menopause. There's everything.
Everything you can do about it. Yeah, everything. Yeah,
like I said.
You can be a person that's like, no, that's it. I'll see you in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
Or you can say, right, okay.
Which is the worst thing you can do. Because then that's how you get into this deep, dark hole inside your brain. And we've seen it. We've witnessed it, haven't we? In people. But you can flip your mindset. I'm all into this flipping your mindset thing. And your mind can absolutely control. You can get your mind alone can get you through it.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon.
Yep.
If you set your mind to it.
Yep.
Along with obviously all these alternative herbal things that you recommend.
Or come the long-term menopause class.
Oh, yes. We have our menopause class.
On a Tuesday and Thursday at 5 p.m.
And we're just like to show people how to lift weights and
exercise for 45 minutes.
Give them confidence to do it. Mm-hmm. It can make such a difference to your day. Any form of exercise, go a walk. So yeah, that's my little game. Oh, that's good. I think you've done well.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Right, my next topic. We're getting a bit controversial.
Mm.
I posted something on Instagram. Don't know when it was. Maybe a few days ago.
I was going to say last week or something, wasn't it?
And it was off the back of me being somewhere and hearing chat about it. I mean, I hear chat about it everywhere, and it's everywhere you look, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. And it just seems to be the in thing right now. And I'd like to discuss it. So you know what I'm going to say? I won't say the name of it because I know there's quite a few names and I only know of one name. But we'll just call it fat loss injections. Thoughts?
Oh, it's a minefield, isn't it? So my thoughts are there is a place for it if your body mass weight is over a certain amount and you've researched it, you're doing it correctly, you're going through a GP and you're on it for a limited period of time to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you've maybe tried all other avenues of trying to lose weight. I think you have to have exhausted it. It's not working or whatever. Then you go down that route. It's not for me. I think it's dangerous if all of a sudden you want to lose half a stone and you can't do a lifestyle change to lose that half stone.
Yeah, but why can you not do a lifestyle change to lose half a stone?
I know. Don't know.
Is it the easy way out?
It's the easy way out.
1,000,000%?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd overheard a conversation and honestly, I was sitting there like shocked. I was so shocked when I looked at this person that was saying and just how casually she spoke about it. Oh, I just started them and I didn't really know what I was doing. I just got given it and I just went into my front room. It was just before 9, I had the school run to do. So I just quickly jabbed it in. And someone says, where is it you put it? And she went, oh, I think it was just my side.
So she's
I don't even think I got it all in me. I seen some of it squirting out. Honestly, I was sitting horrified at this conversation. Now, to put it into perspective, this person didn't look entirely overweight. She didn't look unhealthy. She looked well kept. She looked like a sensible woman. She has a business. Because I overheard the conversation later. And I just thought, wow.
Hmm.
You've literally just went and bought them. I don't even know where from. Because it can't have been somewhere legit. Because if she said, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just shoved it in.
Yeah.
I was horrified at this.
Where are you shoving this in?
It gets worse.
All right. Can it?
Yeah. So she then says, but the thing is, I think I'm going to need to up my dose. Because I'm not completely like not eating. I'm still like, I'm not starving, but I would still eat if food was put down. And I don't think that's right. I think I want to be not have an appetite at all and not eat for days on end. What the heck is that all about?
It's not that when you get them, you can't eat. You feel horrendous.
So now I wasn't listening to the full conversation, but I kind of was, but wasn't because I didn't know what it was about at the start. And then I did overhear she projected to have vomited for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person's obviously got a child because she says it was before the school run. So she is literally making herself physically vomit. She has a child to look after. Does she know what she's injecting into her body? I mean, look at the uproar on like people taking flu jabs and COVID jabs. I'm not taking that and all this sort of stuff because you don't know what you're putting in your body. Surely this is the same thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, what are you putting? What is that? Mm-hmm. What is it that curbs your appetite so hard? What can that be?
But I just don't understand not being able to eat.
Same. I live for food.
But
my entire day is built around what food I'm eating.
Well, we went in for that coffee.
I'm like, oh, those cakes look good.
Those cakes look nice. That looks nice.
But genuinely, it's just such a, you must be in such a crazy mindset. I 100% agree with taking it for medical reasons or taking it when you've exhausted all other avenues. And there's maybe, like you said, people that need to then go down that route, yes, but not your average Joe who is like 30 odd years of age with a child just wanting to shift half a stone. I think that is insane. And the fact that it's so cheap is insane.
The once you had told me that story or a similar story, you go onto Facebook, onto recommendations.
It hears you talking.
And was there it was there posts, everywhere? There was posts up, where do you get the fat loss injections, and see the amount of...
But also people are literally buying it in bulk and then just selling it to anyone. Blows my mind. Yep. It's a medical drug, is it not? Is it for diabetes or something?
Yep.
So, I mean, to even compare that you're just taking this over someone who literally has a medical condition needing it, it should you. I just think you have to go. You should be going through your doctor. I don't think you should be able to buy this.
Yeah, it is everywhere. It's
100% a short term fix for somebody who just wants to shift half a stone. I mean, if you can spend 10 minutes going online and spending £200-£300, get yourself to a local gym. You will feel so much better, and it's much more sustainable. Surely.
Oh, 100%.
What happens when you stop taking them? Like, literally out of interest, I don't know.
I actually don't know.
I don't know either.
MD that has stopped taking them to see.
Because surely your appetite comes back.
It must. It absolutely
must. And you can't take them forever.
So then, unless you've been doing it and then you, whilst taking them, you start exercising or stuff.
To then try and keep it off. But surely the keep up of that, because from going, how can you eat nothing? One, how do you have energy to even, actually I've seen a woman on TikTok, I think she was English, and she now regrets taking them. She was an older lady. I mean, she looked dead slender. She obviously just took them again, wanted just a wee half pound off for whatever, an event coming up or something. And she was so, so ill. She was out walking her dog, this normal route that she always does, got a bit of a hill. She got to the top of the hill and she thought she was going to pass out. Because you've got no energy, you've no fuel in your body.
No.
So then, let's think about this. If someone came to our classes and said, by the way, I'm on these, so I'm feeling a bit low energy, blah, blah, blah.
I would say I would not recommend you to exercise.
Same. So would I, instantly, because I think that's asking for trouble.
Yeah.
If they pass out, then, I mean, how does that make us feel?
It's bad enough when you know...
Christ, that's then the defibs coming out and they've just bought...
But then it actually happened in class last week. Somebody hadn't eaten anything since 1:30 in the afternoon and they were exercising at 7 o'clock. And we're really struggling. And the first thing I said to this Coffee person, in. And they went, I knew you were going to ask me. And it was a cup of tea and a sandwich. And I went, no. And they went, I know.
So they know. But it's the act of doing it. And I get, like, the days can fly by and you can forget. I mean, I can never forget to eat. I
know.
I literally could never forget to eat. Don't get me wrong, a couple of hours go by and then I all of a sudden go, oh my God, I'm starving. But I could never forget to eat. And the thought of that not being part of your day makes me sad. It's the best thing.
Yeah, it's sad. It is sad. It's actually sad.
I think so too. And I don't know, is it an unpopular opinion? Are we in the minority? Do people agree with it? I don't know.
I don't know, actually.
I
know.
I got a lot of comments and messages back saying the dangers of it, obviously there's different brands, I don't really know them, but so many dangers on kidney problems and liver issues and gastro issues. Well, obviously that person was sick for 2 days prior, but why do people want to do that to themselves?
I think, as you say, there was such a big uproar about COVID, flu jab.
Anything else,
and but yet...
They'll just take that. I know, it's wild, doesn't it? And I just don't think I think what will happen is, same with the vapes.
Oh,
in years to come, there's
vapes.
Going to be so many issues with things that's going to come back, because I guess we are the guinea pig, the generation, aren't we? But it's actually the same with quite a lot of things. Like, everything now is just like go,
quick fix,
like fat.
Quick fix.
And it's sad. People just need to, I don't know, do their research.
Between menopause and weight loss injections, our business is doing well.
Oh Christ. Right, we'll just call it quits now. come to the gym, guys. Do the traditional workouts.
Yeah, come get the banter.
I know. That's it, though. We're a community. We go
come
big
to
on
the
community.
Coffee morning.
We do coffee mornings and socials. Actually, when is that next social day we said we were going to have? Social Saturday.
Social Saturday, wasn't it?
We did, but I can't remember the date now. Need to figure that out.
Yeah.
I've not booked in.
Quick.
Right, okay. I'll look at my calendar. We've got a running joke. If it's not on the calendar, it's not happening.
Mm.
But actually, my calendar's getting so full. I've got the busiest November ever.
You said you had a really busy November.
Yeah. Okay, so that was my... It's a controversial topic, not sure. Anyway, don't agree with it. Don't do it, guys. Don't do it, is my opinion.
Come along to the class.
Maybe I should try it and be like a tester and then I can report back.
No, don't.
Absolutely not. I can inject myself.
No.
I could even do it when I was blooming trying to have my collie.
Uh-huh.
Jamie had to inject me. Funny story. I know I went off topic. That's what I do. I took a needle to Matilda the musical. So a kid's musical. I was with my friend, Mary. And I was like, you have to come into the bathrooms. Jamie was away somewhere. Shock. Jamie's never here. He's not here again.
He's not here just now.
And I couldn't do it. I could not every time I got the needle to me. I couldn't push it in me. I don't know. There was literally a stop button on my brain. Wouldn't let me do it. So I had to pack a needle. I got into the theatre with it and everything. They did check my bag. But they never checked my needle. I mean, see, when I think about that, I think, what would I have done if the bouncer would be like, what is this?
Well, here's a story.
Funny story. Just trying to actually get pregnant. Awkward and not in the traditional way. So I had to get Mary into the bathroom with me. Drag me.
Did she do okay?
It was a timed thing. So you had, it was something, I can't actually remember now because it's so long ago, but yeah. So there's no chance I'd be able to inject myself anywhere else. And I think that was in my tummy, can't remember that either.
Well, don't come to me if you're going to start taking them.
Absolutely, no, I couldn't do it. Right, my next little topic, we obviously have the fitness studio and whatever, but have you noticed a decline in motivation, dark mornings, dark nights? What are we doing here to kind of keep the momentum going? Or what do you do? What's your motivation when it's cold, dark, can't be arsed? Do you even know?
Yeah, I've kind of just do it.
You're quite a motivated uh-huh. person.
Yeah.
Apart from you're always late.
Yeah.
But that's because you're busy doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Are you, or do you just say they are?
I don't really have a problem with my motivation.
Nah.
I don't actually. That's a bit weird, isn't it? Is it weird?
I don't know. I mean, surely you sometimes don't feel motivated.
Sometimes I do, but then you're like, oh.
You just get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I'm a bit like that.
Mm-hmm. Get over it and I just need to do it
just
and then
do
you
it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of times I'm like, oh my God, cannot be arsed this class. Like I said last night, whoever was in the studio, I'm like, oh my God, I need to find some energy to do this clubber size class. Oh my God, loved it by the end.
Yeah.
Pure buzzing.
I find a Thursday is always a kind of wee bit of a struggle of a day because you're like, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've just swapped days, haven't we? Mm-hmm. So I'm now a Monday. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I agree to do a Monday? I find a Monday hard.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't help that I was super hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Still, 2 days.
Oh,
hungover.
Yeah, you never spoke about that in your weekly catch up.
I'm never having Savvy B again.
Oh.
I'm aff it. Why did I ever think? No, do you know what happens? I ruin it. And then I go weeks and weeks and weeks and don't have it. And then I think, oh, I forgot how bad that was. And then I do it again. I need to not do it. Don't let me. Saturday, I'm not having it. I'm not drinking.
You're not drinking.
Well, I mean, I'll have a Prosecco, but.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, so no motivation, I'm okay. And actually, we've changed the timetable this week as well. So hopefully, we're getting people
motivated.
Yeah,
that's a wee
motivated.
Bit of a buzz.
Yeah, there's a bit of buzz about
there. I'm kind of buzzing about that.
So no, I'm actually all right. I get it. See, what I probably get down about is when the weather's miserable.
Uh-huh.
When it's
so when you look out and you're like,
ugh. Yeah, if it's dry,
yeah,
and fine. When it's wet,
mm-hmm.
it's like
ugh. It is miserable, isn't it? Yeah. This country's miserable mm-hmm. for weather.
Yeah.
Why did we decide to live here?
Don't know.
No da. Who do we blame for that? Not happy about it. But even last night I was looking out and I was like, oh my God, it was like 7 o'clock and it looked at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's when people want to go home from work, put their jammies on and then have a biscuit with their tea.
So what I would say with that is you don't sit down.
No.
Don't sit down. It's the worst thing.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that as on an occasion,
mm-hmm.
getting cosy, get your jammies on, whatever, but you can't even make a habit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to fall into that mm-hmm. habit.
Very.
So, bit of context, I didn't lift weights or anything, do any form of exercise out with my teaching hours for 9 or 10 weeks there, mm-hmm. and I'm now only back 2 weeks to the, what is it we're doing on Monday? Glutes and core.
Glutes and core.
Okay, I was absolutely, I couldn't walk for a week after the first one. Better this week, but mm-hmm. that just shows you. And I will never let that happen again. And the only reason I didn't do it is because my shoulder's been playing up and I thought, let's have a little break, let's give myself a wee rest. Worst decision of my life. My shoulder's not any better. I'm unfitter. I can't lift as heavy. And the recovery was horrific. Mm-hmm. So don't let me do that again.
Okay.
So that's a note.
Don't go up to yourself.
Even when you're feeling crap and you can't be arsed, just...
Yeah, just do it.
Even half an hour. Mm-hmm. Cut your workout in half and you do feel a bit better for you for it, don't you? Lift heavy weights, feel strong. That's all I've got for that quote. I read a really nice
but you forgot
saying,
it,
but
a bit of brain fog.
Spill it again. Brain fog. Lift heavy weights, feel strong. Nah, can't mind. I'll look it up. It was a nice little scene that I had, but anyway. Just some of this... Touching on some of the symptoms that people get. SAD syndrome. Heard that? Seasonal something disorder. Do you get that?
No.
No, I don't. I'm never sad.
You actually aren't. You're not really.
I'm not happy.
If you are sad, then there's a problem. Issue. There's a problem. Yeah,
or
if you're not.
People bug me.
Yeah.
Get that a lot. Although I definitely feel like my skin and all that's dry.
Mm. Back to that,
back
word
to
again.
That conversation. Big dry.
Well, remember ages ago, Emily told us about that.
Cream. Do you use it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
I've got a massive tub of it. Oh, but you're going to see what is its name. And
it's blue with white writing. It's like something fashioned. Your gran would use.
Yeah. I was going to say Apro, but I'm thinking Apro Spritz.
Oh, don't like that.
Do you not like weirdo?
Absolutely not.
Do you not like an Apro
That's
Spritz?
That's so dry. Mm. Big dry mouth. Yeah, I've got dry skin, dry lips, and a bit of a hoarse throat. Do you think that's the weather? Because I've been feeling this for weeks.
Mm. Or maybe the hangover.
Do you know
still?
What I started taking? Forgot to tell you this. Magnesium tablets.
All right, okay.
So, don't know what they're doing. Do I feel better? Not yet. I'll report back next time.
I've actually started taking the wee shots out of Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, they're good, aren't they? Mm-hmm. The ginger one, though, that's Bernie.
The ginger one, the vitamin D one's burnier than the ginger one.
I've not
apple
tried that
and
one.
Ginger, holy smoke.
It literally burns
blows
your
head off.
Yeah, it's like taking a blooming shot of tequila. No, I like tequila. What's the other one? Zambuca.
Oh.
I'll report back on the magnesium. It's meant to be, I'd seen it, I was influenced by somebody on TikTok. That Jamie Genevieve.
Do you know? No idea, I'm not a TikTok-y person.
She's like a makeup artist person. Clearly, I don't take tips from the makeup side of it, but she said she can't live since having her baby without these magnesium tablets that she got off Amazon. It's something to do with tiredness and whatever. Anyway, I'm always tired, so.
I use a magnesium spray at night time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It's called Shh for menopause.
Oh, Shh. Where'd you get it?
Amazon? No, it wasn't Amazon. It was online. Actually, just to think from straight from the company.
Called Shh. Uh-huh. And what does it do?
It's like for lavender sleeping? And magnesium. And you,
uh-huh. So yeah, magnesium is meant to be for like better sleep and whatnot. So there's another tablet I've been taking. What's that? It's a big, huge horse tablet. I mean, when I say I've been taking it, it's now and then. Oh God, can't remember. Oh, no, can't remember. Begins with an L.
Right. I feel I'm dead posh when I go like that into my room and spray my bed. With my Shh.
That's quite nice. I'd quite like to do that. That's like being on a cruise and you get your wee bed folded down, your chocolate. Yeah. I'm only saying cruise because we're talking about cruises. Mm-hmm. Dawn's going on a cruise.
Yeah, well, not booked yet, nearly.
Oh, conveniently, the lower class cabin wasn't available, so she's having to upgrade. Shock. There will be signs. Anyway.
They're a long time in coming, those signs.
Oh, she did actually make a joke. I might repeat it. Was it a joke? I don't even know if you were joking. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, so just...
Do you?
Yeah.
Will I not say it?
No.
I laughed. It did make me laugh. I thought, oh, there we go. Anyway, right.
Moving on.
I'm kind of rounding up a little bit here. I'm just going to do a little random segment here.
Oh, gosh. Right, okay. I don't know if that's in my notes from you.
My dad's just texted me. Do you fancy some lunch when you have time?
So busy, we want to get him to give us a lift of Saturday.
Oh, so we do. Right, Alistair, what are you doing today? 12.
Right. Go for your lunch.
Only
Make
if he's paying.
Time.
Only if he's paying. I think he's suffering from the menopause. not today. But later on in the week.
Oh, he's
patched already. Sorry.
As long as it's before Saturday, just get him sorted.
No, I'll just text
him. Message me. Dawn, we've got a lift.
We need a lift. Right, little, just like about us, our personal lives. Well, it's not that personal. Gosh. It's literally like some TV recommendations. Only because this is a topic that I talk about a lot. What are you watching on telly? I mean, I don't even watch telly that much.
Well,
I don't watch normal telly, do you? Tell me you don't watch Coronation Street or the news.
No, council telly. I really should watch the news.
No, don't watch it.
I'm going to watch it today because what's happening today?
Oh, Trump.
Trump or...
Mm. What's her name? Martha. Camilla.
Martha. It's like Pamela Camilla. But Kamala.
Oh, Kamala.
Pamela but Kamala. Right, that's what it is. Kamala. So this is the big thing. Who's going to win?
Is it today?
Yeah, they're voting right now as we speak.
But they're ahead of us, so they'll know before we do.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, they'll know at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
They might be sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Right. I just always think it's funny that they just celebrate Christmas before us.
Are they not behind us?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're behind.
I'm not sure.
They're just getting up.
Is Australia ahead?
Australia's ahead and America's behind us.
Kind of same thing.
No, it's not.
They're close-ish. No, not at all. Are they not? Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's today's
But spam. That was part of my saying.
What was
it? Watch negative things, think negatively.
Okay, well, I don't watch Coronation Street. I mean... I don't think I last watched it however many years ago. I have watched a thing called Show Trial. It's on BBC iPlayer. It's on the series one and series two, but I randomly watched series two before I watched series one.
Of course.
But it's like two different stories.
All right, okay.
And series one, I would say, was probably better. And I watched the final episode of that last night. It's it's about a court or like a murder happens. And... they're up in trial and usually they're not a very likeable person. And it's kind of like...
Interesting.
Yeah, it was. Because at some points you feel sorry for them. Sometimes you don't feel sorry for them. By the way, you know what I watch? I watch Gogglebox to tell me what to watch.
I know. That is what you do. And then you don't need to watch it because you've seen it all on Gogglebox.
No, they just tell you, oh, this was great. So that kind of gives you a lot of top
tips. I don't even watch Gogglebox, but what I normally do in our chat is quite a lot. Any recommendations for things to watch? Did you watch The Menendez Brothers?
No, I've still not watched it yet. I know. I need to watch it, actually.
Watch the drama first and then the documentary.
Right, I might do that.
You need to commit some time to that, though. They're about 45, 50 minutes an episode.
Yeah, well, that's what that Show Trial was as well.
It's kind of wild that that was true. True story.
Yeah, right. See, for next time, I'll have watched that.
Right.
But the only problem is I've started seeing that, the highlights for Celebrity.
Oh, I seen that.
And that takes up See your who life was for on 3 weeks. It's quite a lot of quick.
But it's on at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Don't know, I can't do that time. They watch it and catch up. I can't watch anymore and catch up.
I get to 10 o'clock.
I do everything on catch up. I don't watch it at the time it's on. And then I'll do that as well, watch an hour before I go to bed on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I put on the other day Martha Stewart documentary. Do you know who that is? Maybe that's why I said Martha earlier. The baker, home style lady, American. You'll know who she is.
Right, okay.
She had like books and documentaries and she was literally like kind of the Stepford Wife type character, but literally, she was actually the first American billionaire.
All right, okay.
So the documentary said. But she also got put in jail for doing something with stocks, can't remember. But very interesting story. Right. Like, it's a documentary, it's her. She was in, she's featured in loads of things. I'm surprised you don't know who she is. Done all the baking programmes and all that.
I'm going to show you a picture. Programs.
Yeah, you'll definitely know who she is. But her documentary was super interesting.
Is this Netflix?
This is on Netflix.
All right, okay.
Do you not recognise
83?
Her? Yeah, she's old.
Right.
I think she's still alive.
Right.
Don't actually know. But very interesting. Again, came from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Billionaire. How wild's that? But do you know what she done?
Mm.
Hung about with rich people. Hung about with smart people. Didn't watch the news.
That's where I've gone wrong.
You hang about me, I'm the smart one. Yeah, I would recommend that.
Right, okay.
I'd recommend the Menendez Brothers. We've started on Rivals on Disney. MC was talking about it.
Yeah, MC was talking about it. That's meant to be good too. Is it Jillie Cooper that's written that?
Yes.
Yes, she's good.
It's a wee bit sexy.
Yeah, she was very...
actually not a wee bit sexy, it's a big bit sexy. What the scene? I was like, bloody hell. And there's like, Jamie, do you think people actually done that? And he was like, absolutely. So there used to be a thing. This is a fact. It's not a sexy fact. This is a fact about an aeroplane. A Concorde. When it hit a certain, it did hit a certain speed, which was like crazy ass speed in the air. They all popped champagne and that, and the Mile High Club, they all went into the bathrooms and done a bit of hanky-panky. That's a legit thing.
Imagine if you were eating the toilet.
Well, too bad. People in there. And they didn't make it a quiet thing. It was a known thing. That blows my mind. It blows my mind at how fast that aeroplane went. It's not a thing now because it was not safe. No winner. Flying through there. So you could get to America in something like... I mean, it was a few hours. Jamie was telling me the facts. Very
not
interesting.
Like Jamie, he would be able to tell us the facts.
Fact man. So that's not bad. We've put that on. The main character is intriguing. It's actually a very intriguing. I don't know if it's based on a true story, but it's good. I would recommend that as well. I'm only on about 2 episodes, but
right. Well, I'm looking after finishing that last night. I'm looking for something.
Did you watch the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
No, you were talking about that as well. Dawn. I know.
Get on it.
I know.
That is quite shocking.
Right, what have I to watch first then? Tell me.
Oh, God. Well, can you do two? They're two very different. Do the Mormon Wives one on a casual viewing. Mm-hmm. Do the Menendez Brothers.
Oh, now you have to watch
on a serious viewing. Okay. But the Mormon Wives is one of those ones you can put on and just do bits and bobs about the house. But, wow, what a whole other life.
Crazy.
Anyway, that's my roundup. That was my final question for you. Anything else you want to say? Over and out.
Over and out, nothing really.
No.
Look forward to chatting to yous all again.
Yeah, we'll get some more topics on the on the rise.
And we'll, do that.
See you soon.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome in our fancy studio. Bye.
Bye.